All this talk of the fourth industrial revolution, as we just heard from Chris, so we might need robots to look after the elderly, as we're an aging population here in South Africa and globally. But with Eskom, we might as well shelve the threat of robots and AI taking our jobs. But if we do manage to get the lights back on, what skills will we need to equip our children with and to have prevalent in our offices? And the emphasis on soft skills emerged in a new analysis performed by online learning provider Udemy. They investigated the courses that companies are requiring employees to take today to try and gauge a better understanding of where the skill shortages exist today. And the bulk of them, obviously technical skills that are obvious around coding, were all soft skills. Very, very interesting indeed. Now, someone who spends a lot of his time thinking about this issue is Brian Hussing, founder of exponential leadership firm Sycan, who's in studio for this week's innovation feature. Evening, Brian.
Mike, how are you?
Now, at Stanford University, they've got a name for arts and humanities and social sciences students, such as myself with my bugger all. They call them fuzzies, rather pejorative.
I love it.
Now, but this, it's an interesting element of the world today, because we've got the techies and the hardcore skills, but the fuzzies have always been looked down upon. But increasingly, we're seeing the fuzzies as the ones who can at least bring something else to the skills table.
Yes, indeed. I think provided that they in turn go into that area of study with the right intentionality and with the right destination in mind. Very easy to get a social sciences degree and then not really apply it well, or not really have a passion for making that impact. And I think what we're really looking to here is the issue of effective leadership. And we've seen in so many industries and across so many boards, we've got a dearth of proper leadership skills. In fact, I think I've said this to you before, all managers should be leaders and sadly aren't. Not all leaders need to be managers. Mm. So it starts with, who am I as a leader of self? And this is where things like the soft skills and understanding of EQ and understanding of what it means to be self-aware and being able to actually, because if you can't lead yourself, how can you be expected to lead other people, function, business or organizations?
And it really does all stem from that self-knowledge. Know thyself, I think, is the key word. In the hot seat for this week's innovation and competitiveness feature, I've got Brian Hussing, who is the founder of exponential leadership firm Sycan. And we're talking about the skills that we're going to need to cope with this constant wave of change that seems to be washing over businesses nowadays. And Brian, when I left off, I asked you just to ponder for a moment on this thing called machine learning. And 10 years ago, we may have called it statistical regression. Today, we've got a new fancy label for it. We call it machine learning. But the world is changing, and there is a real fear out there that our jobs are going to be replaced and our roles will be made redundant. You're going to need leaders with strong EQ to guide people through this change.
So the first thing really important is to understand that perception is our reality, and how we choose to perceive the world is how we will experience it, even though it might not be the reality. People are programmed to avoid fear and loss twice as much as they are to move towards something. So fear is something that is a go-to zone that people go to. And the moment something new or uncertain comes in, change comes along, particularly if it's extrapolated or you know, exponential, and it's, wow, what's going to happen? We're all going to fall over. The fact is that AI and digitization and the whole new world of machine learning and Internet of Things, etc., is actually going to make the world a much better place. And it's going to take away the mundane, repetitive tasks that consume people's time and certainly don't energize and inspire them. It's an opportunity for people to get in. And I think what people aren't doing is getting under the skin. Curiosity is one of the most powerful attributes to have. Be curious, get online and have a look at what are all the innovations that are being made by young people. What are the new jobs that are emerging? I mean, here's a fantastic job. There's a rapid emergence of ethical hackers. Organizations are hiring them in their droves to come in and actually stress test the systems that they have inside of the company so as to be able to put preventions in space from the unethical hackers on the outside who are trying to get in. Who would have ever thought of that? You'd be hiring a whole teams of, and I'm talking about teams and reams of ethical hackers.
We needed a few ethical hackers to get ahead of the Steinhoff saga.
Just to answer your question very quickly on machine language and executives, machine language is a tool. At the end of the day, machines can't do the empathy. And that's where it really comes in. And the being more human is actually going to make us even more and more valuable.
Yeah, and that, you, I mean, you got ahead of my next question there, because when I chat to the guys at IBM, for example, and they say chatbots. Well, everyone wanted a chatbot 5 years ago. It was the newest thing, and voice recognition, but there are bodies littered on the shores of the first movers in that space, companies who went into the chatbot space without fully understanding the nuance and the subtlety required to have a communication with a client on the other side and how badly wrong that can go. So we've already got evidence that chatbots can't replace empathy. So there is a strong need for those so-called soft skills here.
Absolutely. And you look at this whole shift towards away from command and control styles of leadership to self-aware, inclusive coaching styles of leadership, where you are, you know, not managing by a committee or managing by consensus. There will always be a time and a moment for command and control. If somebody's safety is at risk, you intervene and you take charge. But for the most part, it's about empowering people, about elevating people, about enabling people to take ownership for their lives and their careers. In the world today, whether you're a CEO, whether you're an executive assistant, or whatever your role, whatever industry, whatever geography you're in, the things you've got to ask importantly all the time: am I optimally marketable? Am I optimally mobile? And am I relevant? And how do I do that? I do that by being optimally effective in what I do, building a portfolio of accomplishment and achievement. That means I can pick up any time and go off down the road and offer my services elsewhere.
It's a very good point, but you're also asking people to get out of their comfort zones. And we talk about human behavior and our innate biases. We love living inside of our comfort zone. As soon as you stick your head outside of your comfort zone, you doubt yourself and you get fearful. And one of those basic human emotional states you mentioned earlier. How do we get out of those comfort zones?
Well, let's start out by aligning ourselves with a tortoise. If you don't stick your head out, you're not going to go anywhere. So the thing is you've actually got to stick your neck out a little bit. In fact, a managed level of discomfort, a managed level of adversity pursued in our lives is going to bring about increased levels of skill, capability, and all sorts of things. I was chatting last night to Louis Carsten, who's done the 7 summits, and he's on his way in 3 months to go and do K2. K2. You've got to ask Louis about what he has to put himself through right now in terms of rigors and training. He chooses to do that. He's inspired by it, and he's going to arrive at K2 seriously equipped. But that includes, as he gets closer to the time, 8 hours training a day. If you want to get somewhere, you've got to make an investment of self. You've got to actually take yourself out of your comfort zone, because in nature, you're either growing or you're decaying. So if you're not continually stretching yourself and developing new levels of capability and creating this concept of overfilling your place and creating that momentum of moving forward, you're going to be stagnant and left behind.
What about those people who might say, well, that's all good and well, but I'm an introvert? Is there a way to cultivate those soft skills 100%. And some of those tools that one might require?
Without a doubt, 100%. There are many mechanisms.
Give us one example before we have to say goodbye, Brian.
So we've worked with a company now, name's Pectoral, working through a neuroscience and cognitive psychology framework called Leadership Alchemy. And we've taken an individual who was an ardent male chauvinist, who believed that women should not be anywhere closer than the reception inside of a business. Within 6 months, he's mentored and promoted 2 women onto his exco, and his successor is now a named female. He has to get that type of shift, to move somebody who's so entrenched in that type of mindset, in that space of time, you can do a whole lot.
Well, hopefully we can apply some of those techniques to the leadership at certain state-owned enterprises who still can't see the wood for the trees when it comes to our power crisis. Brian Hutting, founder of exponential leadership firm SICAN, always a great pleasure.
Michael, what a pleasure. Nice seeing you. Thank you so much.